Today's shiur is Masechta Yevamos Daf Ayin Zayin, and we're up to Daf Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, the second line, Ba'il Achruzilei. As we recall from the previous shiur, we have Shaul trying to identify the yichus of David HaMelech, and he was trying to find out if he's a potential threat as a king. And Daig says, before you consider a worry of him being potentially a king, why don't we identify if he's even considered a kosher Jew? Because as we know, David HaMelech's great-grandmother was Rus HaMoaviyah. And Daig is arguing that even though we learned in the Mishnah that Allah is Amayni V'lay Amayanis, Me'avi V'lay Amayavis, he must be wrong. Boy Lachruzilei. So given that they didn't have any legitimate answer why a Me'avis should be then different than a Me'avi, and Amayni should not be different than an Amayni, they wanted to make an announcement that that's no longer Allah. A Me'avis and Amayni are Osir. Miyad, says the Gemara, Miyad of Amsa ben Ish, there was a person, his name was Amsa ben Ish, Shmoy, his real name was Yisraeli, Ashebo al Avigail bas Nachash, his wife was Avigail. Avigail, we know, was David HaMelech's sister, Yishai's daughter. Yishai is called Nachash because the Gemara says that there were four people that died be'itchei shel Nachash. They only died because of the Avera with the Nachash and Parashas Bereishis that Kadosh Baruch Hu decreed that we all have to die. Yishai was one of those people, so that's why he's called Nachash. V'ksiv Yeser HaShmeili. On the other hand, he's called Yeser HaShmeili. Amar Rava, Melamed Shechorag Charba Ki Yishmael. Yisrael put on a knife like a Yishmael. Whoever doesn't listen to this halacha, I'm going to stab. This is what I know, I learned from the Beis Din of Shmuel HaRamasi. That's the halacha. So there are a number of obvious questions that come up when we learn this Gemara. First question is, what do you put on a sword? So actually I saw some of Farshim say that the Gemara is trying to teach us that even though normally we know the halacha is, one is not allowed to walk into a Beis HaKnesses, with a knife, with a weapon, a very common question in Israel, with soldiers walking in with guns. If it's concealed, it's mutter. The difference between the knives that the Yishmaelim carried and everyone else is the Yishmaelim carried daggers. So since it was concealed, it was mutter. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara says that someone who doesn't believe and what Chazal say, the halach is yidokeh becherev, he could be stabbed. Obviously we don't do this. So therefore, Yisrael said that this is the halacha, and I'm prepared to literally fight anyone that doesn't accept it, and that's why he was allowed to carry a knife, and carry a knife into the shul. But there's a much more fundamental pshat that we could work around based on what the Brisker Rav asks and answers. He asks a very fundamental question. He says, what changed with what Amsa is saying to what we learned already in the Mishnah? We already learned yesterday in the Mishnah, Mayavi v'lo Mayavis, Amani v'lo Mayanis. And yet, Doig was disputing that. What changed today? Didn't Boaz already know Mayavi v'lo Mayavis, and that's how he married Rus? Says the Brisker Rav. There are two types of limudim. One of the type of a limud is that we have a Gemara, the Rabbanim darshan in it one way, we learn it another way, and that could be disputed. But once something becomes a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, there are no more questions. Boaz said, I think the pshat in the pasuk is mayavi v'loy mayavis. So it could be disputed. Doig is disputing it. Comes along, Amson says it's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Once it's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, there are no more questions. And with that, he answers another interesting question. We know that the story in Megillus Rus tells us that Boaz really wasn't the closest relative. The Megillus Rus calls the gentleman Pliny Almoini, was a closer relative, but he refused to do Yibum and Rus, and that's why it became Boaz's responsibility. But if we look in the Megillus Rus, there's a very interesting wording that Pliny Almoini is using. He's saying, I refuse to do Yibum, pen ashkes nachlosi. I may ruin my children. So the question is obvious. If it's mutter, it's mutter. And if it's usher, it's usher for him to do it. What's the difference? Why is he only speaking about his children? Says the Brisker Rav along the same lines. Pliny Amani said yes. Boaz is teaching us, he's the Gadol Hador, and he's teaching us Me'aviv v'la Me'avis. I'm ready to accept what the Gadol Hador says. What is my concern? That in later generation, like the Gemara presents, somebody's going to say that Boaz was wrong. And it turns out that the children that I had from that marriage, retroactively, will be possible. I don't want to get involved in such a situation. I'm not worried about doing it. I have Boaz I can rely on. Until Al Gemara comes with Allah HaLamashim Sinai, then there are no more questions. The Marsha says, a different teretz, interesting teretz the Marsha says. The Marsha says that the Pliny Almoni knew what he was doing was permitted, because it was Esay Doicha Laisa Say. The Esay of Yibum is Doicha De Laisa Say of my Avi V'Loi my Avis. However, that won't help his children. They will still be my Avim, and that's why he didn't want to let them get married. So I saw, going back with the Brisker Rav says, I saw a beautiful vart for a Wolfson, the Mashgiach from Tarvad Das. He says, the Gemara Masechet Kedushin says that Tish Asara Kabim Tipshus Yor La'olam, 10 Kabim of Narishkeit came down to the world. Tishat Lachu Yishe'elim. The Yishme'elim took 9 measures of it. So he says, that's Pshat Anah Gemara. What Amsa was saying is, how do we have to relate to Allah HaLamashim Mesinai like a tipish? What is the definition of a foolish person? He doesn't ask any questions. What he's told, he accepts. So he says, Acharba Shishmael, you have to look at this. It's Allah HaLamashim Mesinai, and we have to accept it with no questions. And that's what Amsa was Mechadish. Continues the Gemara. Umi Mehemin, how could Amsa be trusted to give over this Allah HaLamashim Mesinai? V'amarab Abba Amarav, Kol Tamat Chochem Shemar HaLocha Bo. If a Ta'amat Chochem is saying a halacha, in Koyde Maisa Omra, if he said it before, it was relevant, La Loch La Maisa, Shemeloi, we accept what he said. Vimlav, Ein Shemeloi, otherwise we don't accept. And says the Gemara, Shani Hocha, to Shmuel Ubeistinoi Kayim. Shmuel and his Bezdin were alive, and therefore we did not have to rely on Amsa himself. We could verify with Shmuel. So there's a number of Mahalchim in the Rishonim, 3 Mahalchim in the Rishonim had to learn the Gemara. Rashi's Mahalch is that a person cannot be trusted if it's already after the Shiloh was asked, unless it could be independently verified, which was the case with Shmuel. Taisa says, Chas v'Sholom, we go to Rav just because it's already a Shiloh, Halach l'maisa, we don't trust his ruling. The problem over here was that Amsa was a negev davar, because his wife was Avigail, and if it turns out that the Halach is that a Me'avis is also Aser, he has a problem with his wife and children. So therefore, he wasn't reliable, unless, as the Gemara says, since it was Shmuel and his Bezdin could be verified independently, that's why he's trusted. The Ritva has a third approach. He says, whatever a person, he speaks to human nature, whenever a person has a personal stake, we're concerned that his imagination, he may not be 100% accurate in what he's saying. Unless he knows that Shmuel and his Bezdin are going to make sure what he's saying is accurate, and then he will be accurate. And in fact, Mepharshim saying, now we could understand what happened by Boaz. We go back to Megillas Rus that we just spoke about. It says in Megillas Rus, the first Boaz, the Yashkem HaBoika, goes to the Bezdin, the Yochem L'Shar Iroi, says Rashi, went to Bezdin. And then they approach Pliny Almoni. So Mepharshim asks, if they're going to approach Pliny Almoni, if he's agreeable to do Yibam or not, why do you have to go to Bezdin first? They should have just approached him. Say to Mepharshim, Boaz knew that he's on the Gay of a Dover. And he's going to say that Allah may avi v'la may avis. He's not reliable. So first he went to Bezdin before it wasn't relevant to him, because he wasn't first online, like we said before. The Pliny Almoni was first online. And he said, may avi v'la may avis, he's reliable. He has no personal stake. Only afterwards did he go to Pliny Almoni, and then it became relevant to him, but he already had established the halacha, the may avi v'la may avis. The Noid of Yehuda uses this Tosfos for a very relevant shaila. To what degree can a Rav who has a personal stake in a shaila be allowed to pass on the shaila? And says the Noid of Yehuda, wherever the psak of the Rav could be independently verified, he's reliable. That means, if somebody has his own, he has his own personal stake, monetary stake, even according to Noid of Yehuda, in a shaila, but he says it's quoted in this and this sefer, but that sefer is not available to us. We could rely on him, because we could ultimately get that sefer, and therefore he could be trusted. The Yeshua Yaakov wants to disagree. He says, well, it's a difference if there's a non-monetary stake, like an Al Gemara, or if there's a monetary stake, then he's a Negei Bedover, and a Negei Bedover is never to be relied on. There are other Paiskim that are even more Machmer, and they want to suggest that if it's an Eidus, a Negei Bedover can't be relied upon. Amsa wasn't saying Eidus. He was just passing on a halachic ruling. And the question actually really comes up, could somebody paskin a shayla for himself? That means, let's say someone is capable of paskin shaylas, and a question comes up in his home, in the kitchen. His wife has a question, so he has a monetary stake in that shayla, because if the food is treif, he's not going to have supper. So is he allowed to paskin the shayla or not? So the paiskim seem to indicate that it depends. When is there an issue of negei bedover? It's when there's a debate. So somebody says mutter, somebody else says asr. So for me to take an opinion, and I'm a negei bedover, it's incorrect, unless, as we learned, it's a milsa avida legluya. But if there's a question that my wife asks me about the kashrus of a product, where I have no personal stake in it, there's no debate that I'm being a machriya, that I'm the one that's arbitrating, then a person could pass in his own shaylas. There's also interesting, the Ritva and the Ramah discuss what's going to be the halacha by something which is so obvious. Somebody asks me a shayla, and I'm a negei bedover, but I answer, and it's so obvious that my answer is the correct answer. It makes so much sense. The Ritva and the Ramah both suggest that then even a negei bedover could be relied upon. The same shayla could be paskin maris for yourself. Says the Gemara, become akum kasha. There's still a question. Yesterday, Doig, in the previous year, Doig is asking, why didn't the women go out to greet the women of Moav should be punished because they should have greeted the women of Yikla Yisrael? Says the Gemara, hochet tegima, kol kvuda besmel pnima. The place for a woman is indoors, and she shouldn't be going out to greet women. Says the Mashal, we're talking about the Mayavis. So, kol kvuda besmel pnima is not a pasuk talking about Mayavis. So the answer is, when would it be appropriate for the Mayavis to come greet the Jewish women? If the Jewish women were going outdoors. But since the Jewish women weren't going outdoors, so the Mayavis had no one to go outdoors to greet, and that's why we can't have any issue with them. The Merava Amri Vitaim Rav Yitzchak Omar Krav Yoimer Elov Ayis Sara Ishtecha. We see that Sara, Hine Be Oil, Sara remained oil to be Bitsnius. The Karen Oyer says, why does the Gemara have to bring two psukim to teach us the same concept? She says that the Pasuk teaches us two complaints about these women, about these people. The Pasuk of Kol Kvuda Besmel Pnima speaks about not going outdoors. So that's why we have no complaint why they didn't greet us. The Pasuk of Hine Be'oil says that Sarah wasn't involved with business deals. Her place was in the home, and that's why we can't blame the Ma'avi women for Socha Lecha Bilam Ben Ba'or L'Kal Alecha. Says the Gemara, Kitanoi. There's a machlekes tanoi. Amayni v'lo me'anis, me'avi v'lo me'avis, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, advash le'kidmas chem b'lechem b'mayim. That's the reason that we can't accept them into the Jewish people. V'darkish lish l'kadim, and that only is the man's job to go greet the people, not the women. So the Minchas Chinuch says, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? He says, the Pasuk continues when it talks about not marrying Ammon and Moav, le'sidrash shloimah b'tavasam kol yamecha lo'aylam, says the Michas Chinuch. If the reason is, as Rabbi Yehuda says, that there's a special limud, amayni v'lay amaynis, mayav v'lay mayavs, that only speaks regarding marriage. But the halacha of a le'sidrash tavasam v'shloimah would apply to the women also. If the reason is that they didn't do anything wrong because it's not their job to greet us, then the halach is not only would we be allowed to marry a Ma'avis and a Ma'inis, we'd even be allowed to greet them, Shleimah v'Tayvasa. Taifas asks, if there's a limur of Amayni v'lay Amayinis, Ma'av v'lay Ma'avis, so we're going to learn next sugyas a lot about Mitzri. So why don't we learn Mitzri v'lay Mitzris? So Taifas has interesting teretz. The word Amayin is shorter than the word Amayni. The word Ma'av is shorter than the word Ma'avi. So why did the Torah go out of its way to write Amayni, Ma'avi, instead of Amon and Ma'av? It must be to teach us, Amayni v'lay Amaynis, Ma'avi v'lay Ma'avis. The word Mitzri is shorter than the word Mitzrayim. So perhaps the only reason the Torah wrote the word Mitzri, because it's shorter, not to teach us Mitzri v'loi Mitzris. That's Tosfos Peretz. Tosfos Yeshanim answers, because the reason that don't apply by Amen and Moiv, as we just distinguished between men and women, that reason isn't applicable by Mitzrim, and that's why, as the Pasuk says, Asher Teilid, it makes no difference to men or women. Says the Gemara, Darish Rava, Maidik says, David HaMelech says, Pitachta l'maysayrei, you open up the yoke around me. There were two burdens, two yokes on me. Psachtem, you unburdened me from them. What were they? Rus HaMoavia, his great-grandmother Rus, who was a Moavia, as we've been discussing. The Nama HaMoinis. Shlomo HaMelech married Nama HaMoinis, and they had a son, Rechavam, who ultimately became Melech Yisrael. And David was saying that my grandson, Rechavam, is worthy of being the king, even though his mother is from Ammon. Dorash Rav, Maidik Siv. Rabbi Sosisa Ata Hashem Alakai, Nefloisecho Machshvoisecho Eleinu. As the obvious question, the pasuk begins with Lashon Yachid, and ends with Lashon Rabbim, Eleinu. Says the Gemara, Elai Loi Nemer. David HaMelech saying, the nisim that you did for us, the wonderful things you did for us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't only afflict me. They also malamicha Rechavim Yoishim Bechekel Shel David. Rechavim, David's grandson, was sitting in his lap. And David HaMelech was commenting, Omalei Elai V'Alecha Nemer Shnei Mekros Halalu, to both of us, these psukim were said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, that it should only be Amon and Moav, not the women, and therefore we are kosher Jews. Dorosh Rav, Abaydik Siv. David HaMelech says, and as Amarti, Hine Bossi B'Megillah Sefer Kosovalai. Omer David, Ani Amarti Ata Bossi. I thought that now that I'm born and there's a question, am I kosher or not, my aviv v'loi my avis. However, v'loi yodati, I didn't realize shemegillah sefer kosovalai. Already in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared the limud that taught us that I'm my aviv v'loi my avis. Because Hosam Ksif, the Pasuk says, regarding the benois light, who were the forebearers of Ammon and Moav, v'shtei v'nesecha nimtsoyis peintis sofer b'avoy ne'ir. So as the Mashal points out, what does it say? V'shtei v'nesecha nimtsoyis. It says shtei v'nesecha. So it says the extra word, Hosam Ksif ha'nimtsos, noch Ksif mitzosi dovet avdi b'shemin kotshiv m'shachtiv. Already HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared, as we discussed in the previous year, that Lois' daughters, who had the proper intent, were the ones that they caused that it should be my avi v'lam me avis, amani v'lam me avis. Before we end this sugya, just to say over two nice divrei that I saw. One is a beautiful word from the Duvna Magnet. The Duvna Magnet says, we've been discussing a pasuk for the last 2 days, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that my avi and my avi and amon should not be welcomed into Klal Yisrael, advar ashlei kidmu eschem b'lechem b'mayim, They didn't greet us with food and water, and they hired Bilam to curse us and destroy us. So the obvious question is, Bilam was going to curse us and destroy us. So they didn't give us, they didn't greet us with some food and water. That's, if you compare the two Averis, they can't be mentioned in one breath. So how does the Pasuk, so to speak, equate them? So the Dubna Magid, as his normal style, says a mashal. He says there was once a person, an Amoritz, who knew that for a son-in-law you always take a Talmud Chacham. So he went to the yeshiva and he told the Rosh Yeshiva, I want to have as a son-in-law the best boy in the yeshiva. And I'll take care of him and he could sit and learn. So Rosh Yeshiva arranged the shidduch and the son-in-law comes to his home, but he was an Amoritz and he was also stingy. So he didn't give the yeshiva bachur, he was already a younger man, anything to eat. So he couldn't learn. He didn't have any energy. He had nothing to eat. So he went to Samaritan and hired two big guards. And every time this yeshiva bach would fall asleep by the Gemara, these guards would give him a zetz. You can't be sleeping. I pay you to learn. Until the system wasn't working. So he came with the son-in-law to the Rosh Yeshiva, and he told the Rosh Yeshiva, what happened here? You told me this bacher is a Talmud Chacham, and he sits and learns, and he sleeps all day. And he tells him, I'm sleeping because I don't get anything to eat. So he said to him, why don't you give him anything to eat? He says, I can't afford to give him food. So he said, and to hire the guards you could afford? So that's what happened here. The Me'avim said, you know why we didn't great Klal Yisrael with Lechem Amayim? We didn't have, we couldn't afford it. So they said, Sacha Bilam ben Ba'ar, to pay money for Bilam ben Ba'ar to hire him, there you were able to afford money, just for the food to greet Klal Yisrael, you weren't able to. And the Baruch Tam explains a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Midvarcha Rabim Reitfuni Chinam. David HaMelech says, there were a lot of people that were trying to hurt me. Doik. Doik was trying to say, May Avi should also be Asa. Midvarcha, if we look at what they said, Pachad Libi, I had what to be scared about. I had what to be worried, that I should not be considered a kosher Jew because I am a descendant of Rus HaMoavi. Sos Anoichi Al HaMersecha, Kamaitzi Shalarav. Until we came and we learned our sugya, that the sugya explains that there is a difference between a Me'avi and Me'avis. Sos Anoichi Al HaMersecha, that made me so happy, Kamaitzi Shalarav, because now I was identified and established as a truly kosher Jew. Says the Gemara. Am Ula Am Rabbi Yochanan. Bas Ger Amoini, So as the Gemara learns now in the Havamina, we have an Amoini, marrying an Amoini, so that's a perfectly legitimate marriage, and they have a daughter, and that daughter may marry a Kohen. According to whose opinion are you voicing this position? Ikra Behuda, if you're trying to explain it according to Behuda, Hamabas Ger Zacher Kabas Chala Zacher. Behuda says that if the father is a Ger, then the daughter is considered like she's a chalala and can never marry a kohen. So certainly if this girl's father is an amoini, she may not marry into kahuna. And if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, pshita, obviously this is the halacha, because ha'omar, af ger shenosa giyoris. Rabbi Yossi holds that if a ger and a giyoris get married, bita ksher al kahuna, so why should there be a problem if Amon and amoini get married and they have a daughter that she shouldn't be able to marry a kohen? The chitema, and perhaps you'll argue, the Hanach Ruy in love of the call. When is there a halacha that Rabbi Yossi holds that a ger that marries a geyoris, their daughter can marry Kohen if they don't come from the nation of Ammon? Aval hai kivin dein royal love of the call. Since this girl's father is an Ammoni, loy, then it should be different. And she should not be allowed to marry, a Kohen Manali. So ask them, why would you want to think that way? Because the Yalf Mikoyen Golem Almona. You'll compare the situation when an Amoini marries an Amoinus to a Kohen Gadol marrying an Amoina. Ask the Ramal Kohen Gadol and Balmona, when Kohen Gadol marries an Amoina, she can be Asa Bavera. That marriage is an Avera, as we've discussed so many times. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amoina. Here, Amoini marrying an Amoinus, there's nothing wrong with that marriage. So why should it adversely affect the daughter that she should not be allowed to marry a Kohen? So you'll say, Chalo Yochiach. A chalal is somebody who was born when a kohen married a woman who he wasn't supposed to marry. That when this chalal gets born, he's not allowed to marry a kohanis. That he didn't do anything wrong. Look, says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from a chalal to amoini. Because mal a chalal, shekein yitzias b'aveira. Maybe the chalal himself didn't do anything wrong, but his creation was b'aveira. And amoini wasn't created b'aveira. Says the Gemara, chayin gol yichiach. The Kohen Gadol wasn't created by Aveira. The Kohen Gadol that marries Almana did an Aveira. So we have, as the Gemara says many times in Shas, a Tzad HaShava. V'choz HaDein. Loi Rizek Rizeh. V'loi Rizek Rizeh. HaTzad HaShava Shemem. What is the common denominator here? Shein and Baroi of Kol. That they are not like everyone else. Who beat the Psula. And the daughter from either a Kohen Gadol marrying an Almana. Or a Chol marrying anyone. Is us to marry Kohen. Afkan, so too will we say when Amoini married an Amoinus, Sheina Barov Kol, it's not the normal situation, and will say, Bita Psula, that their daughter should not be allowed to marry a Koyim. Says the Gemara, Malat Tzadashova, in both situations, whether it's a Koyim Gogol marrying an Almona, or whether it's a Cholol, Shekein Yesh Ben Tzad Aveira, there is an element of an Aveira. The Cholol's creation was by an Aveira, because his father married someone he wasn't supposed to, his father the Kohen, and the Kohen Gadol marrying an Almana is marrying someone he's not supposed to. The Amoini, however, marrying the Amoinus, there's absolutely no element of Aveira. So how can we compare that case to this case? Says the Gemara, Dilma, perhaps, says the Gemara, you're right. When an Amoini marries an Amoinus, there is no question that since nothing wrong was done here, the daughter of that marriage may marry a kohen. We're referring to a situation that Amoni shenasu bas Yisrael kamet, and Amoni married a bas Yisrael. That is an aveira, because an Amoni is not allowed to marry bas Yisrael. The afagav, the biyosav aveira, even though here there is an aveira taking place when the Amoni married bas Yisrael, still bita kshera. That's what Ula began this piece of Gemara teaching us, that even though their parents were married by aveira, the child will be mutter to marry a kohen. The Gemara will explain why. Amalei in says, indeed, that's what I meant. The chiasa rovan amar Rabbi Yochanan. Basker amoni bas mitzri sheni. Again, as we discussed, and we'll discuss more, a mitzri sheni is not yet mutter, not permissible to come to kol until it's a third generation mitzri. Rabbi Yochanan mekshir, their daughter may marry a kohen. Rishlokish amapsula. Why is the daughter of an Amoni who married a Yisraelis possible to marry Kohen? The Yalfam of Kohen Gomel Almona. He compares it to Kohen Gomel Almona. Just like when a Kohen Gomel marries an Almona, which as we said is an Aveira, the daughter of that marriage may never marry a Kohen. Here too, the Amoni who married a Yisraelis, which was a marriage that's not supposed to take place, their daughter is not supposed to marry a Kohen. Rabbi Yochanan, however, disagrees, and he holds Ksheira. And the Gemara proves it from a braisa. Or actually, it's a memra between Rav Zakeh and Rav Yochanan. The Tanya Rav Zakeh kamed Rav Yochanan. The pasuk says, ki im besula mi'am avikach isha. This is telling us who a kohen gadol may marry. Lahavi giyoris mikana. A giyoris mikana, we know the word kana means the base. Like we know kiyor v'kanoi. Kana was the base of the kiyor. A girl who is a giyoris mikana, shikshera l'kuhuna. She may marry a kohen. We'll see who that means in a moment. V'omalei, anishon, that was Rav Zakai's comment. So Rav Zakai is agreeing that a girl who is a giyoris mikana may marry a kohen. V'omalei, and Rav Yochanan tells Rav Zakai, anishon amov mi'amov, I'm even more lenient than you are, l'helvi psul haba bebeiz amimin, even a girl who comes from two distinct nations, v'at amrit, so I'm more lenient than you because you only hold Giyoris Mikana Vesuloi. Only a girl who's a full-fledged Giyoris may marry a Kohen, not this other girl who I'm speaking about, that I hold even she may marry a Kohen. So now the Gemara describes and analyzes their dialogue. Maishnei Amimin. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean when he says that there's a girl who comes from two nations that I hold still may marry a Kohen? That it's referring that Amoni married an Amoinus. And why is that called Shnei Amimin? Because Amoni and Amoinus, the males and females of Amoin, have different halachas. The Zecharim, the males of Amoin, are Asurim, are not allowed to be absorbed in Klal Yisrael. The Nekevos, but the females of Amoin, may be absorbed in Klal Yisrael. Hanigyaris Mekano. An Amoini who marries an Amoinus is what Reb Zakeh called a Giyoris Mikano, a full-fledged Giyoris. And as we finished learning on Amud Aleph, a full-fledged Giyoris, that means the Amoini who married the Amoinus. Since there was no Aveira in that marriage, there was nothing at all wrong done with that marriage, Reb Zakeh and everyone will agree their daughter may marry a Kayan. So if that's what Reb Zakeh holds, and Reb Yochanan is being more lenient than Reb Zakeh, what must be the situation Rabbi Yochanan's talking to? He must be speaking about Ella Banoini Shanosu Bas Yisrael. And he's saying, you, Rabbi Zakeh, will only be lenient in the case where Amoni married an Amoinus because there was no Aveira done. And I'm telling you that the Pasuk, by using the word Me'amov, comes to teach us that yes, there is an Aveira being done when Amoni marries a Bas Yisrael, but it's not a situation that their daughter will not be allowed to marry a Kohen. Rather, Rabbi Yochanan holds that even under those circumstances, the daughter born of such a marriage, albeit that it was an Aveira, may marry a Kohen. That's one way, one version of understanding the dialogue between Rabbi Zakeh and Rabbi Yochanan. This version, the Ikad Amri, there's no real halachic difference between this version. The only thing that we have is a difference between the second version, the Ikad Amri, and the first version, is that in the first version, we had to take Rabbi Yochanan's words and understand them, analyze them, to extrapolate and understand that Rabbi Yochanan must be holding that an Amoni that married a Yisraelis, their daughter may marry a Kohen. In the Ikka de Amri, the dialogue between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Zakkai is much more explicit. We don't have to do any thinking. He says it explicitly. Ikka de Amri, Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Zakkai, Ani shoina amov me amov, and as the Rishonim explained, the Meiri says this. The Pasuk could have just said Amoi. The Pasuk says Amov, Amei Amov, to teach us Lohavi, B'sula Abo Mishnei Amimin, U'me'am Shiesh Boi Mishnei Amimin. The Pasuk is teaching us two halachas. One halach is that if the P'sula comes, if the girl who wants to marry even the Kohen Gadol comes from parents that are Amon Amoinis, she's not to marry the Kohen. And furthermore, Me'am Shiesh Boi Mishnei Amimin comes to teach us that if a father is an Amoni and a mother is a Yisraelis, still she may marry a Kohen. So here Rabbi Yochanan is saying explicitly that such a girl is allowed to marry a Kohen. Ask the Gemara, Ulahach Lishna. If we go back to Rabbi Yochanan's statement on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan spoke about two situations. He spoke about a situation that an Amoni married a Yisraelis, and he spoke about a situation where a Mitzri married Yisraelis. And he said in both situations, although an Aveira was done, the daughter that would be born from those marriages would be allowed to marry even the Kohen Gadol. So now, according to the second version that we just learned, Rabbi Yochanan brought us an explicit pasuk teaching us why, even though the Amoni married the Yisraelis, and he did an Aveira, the Torah still explicitly permits their daughter to marry a Kohen. Amov may Amov. But that pasuk only speaks about an Amoni marrying Yisraelis. That pasuk doesn't speak about a Mitzri marrying Yisraelis. So ask the Gemara, where did Rabbi Yochanan take this psak that even a Mitzris marrying a Yisraelis is permitted, that their daughter is permitted to marry Kohen? Ask the Gemara. Well, hach lishna, according to the second lashon, bas Mitzri sheni, the ksheir lekuhuna menolei, v'chitem the yalaf ma'amoni shenosu bas Yisrael. You'll say, just like when an Amoni married a bas Yisrael, that loch is that their daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen. So too will be the halacha when a Mitzri marries Bas Yisrael. Says the Gemara, you can't compare the two situations. Because Mala Amoni Shanosa Bas Yisrael, she came in the Kavis Mataris. By Amoin, as we've been learning from the beginning of today's shir already, yesterday's shir, there's a difference between the men and women of Amoin. So we can't compare Amoni to Mitzri. By Mitzri, there is no difference between men and women. Says the Gemara, Mitzri Sheni Shanosa Mitzri Shniya. The halacha is that if a Mitzri Sheni married a second generation Mitzri, marries a second generation Mitzris, that their daughter is 100% kosher Jew and can marry a Kohen. Says, no, you can't compare that case to a Mitzri marrying a Yisraelis. Because Mala Mitzri Sheni Shinosa Mitzri Shniya, that there's no Aveira. She can't aim beyond about Aveira. However, when a Mitzri marries a Yisraelis, there is an Aveira. So says the Gemara, Amoni Shinosa Bas Yisrael, Yochiach, where there is an Aveira. You'll ask a question, you can't compare Amoin, because Amoin, we have a difference between men and women, so we have a Chazar Adain. We go back to Tzad HaShava. The Tzad HaShava is that we have here a marriage that should not have taken place, and yet the child is Mutter. Similarly, when a Mitzri marries Yisraeli, the child will be Mutter. Rabbi Yosef, says Rabbi Yosef, after learning this piece of Gemara, we could understand, the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara was like this. There was a cryptic statement made in the yeshiva, and nobody understood what it meant. But now, after we learned this piece of Gemara, we could understand that cryptic statement. Hanin Nishmana Le'Rabbi Yehuda Amar Amov Mi Amov. He said something about the Pasuk saying Amov and my Amov, and the teachers are something, V'lo Yodana my Kamar. But we didn't know what he meant with that limud. He also Shmu by Yehuda Amar Hachitani Kamei. This is the way to understand it. Isha minus Sheira. And the Gemara is going to explain each one of these dinam. B'nom Amoni, Pasul. That's the second halacha. Third halacha, Bita Amoni is Sheira. Fourth statement, B'madva Mamurim, B'mayni V'amoinish Nizgairu, Abita Amoni Psula. That's the next statement. And Amalei, and when he heard this last statement, Abita Amoni Psula is Pasul, he said, Puk, tunnel of Ra, go out, I don't accept what you said. Now the Gemara is going to explain it completely. Maida Amrit, the first statement that was made, that Isha Amoin is Kshera, that a woman who comes from Amoin is kosher to get married into Klal Yisrael. Obviously, she has to be Misgaya, she has to convert, because the Pasuk says, Amoin Ivalai Amoinis. But no, Mamoini Pasul, if a father is an Amoini, his son is Pasul, the Amoini who? Because then the son is an Amoini, and as we've been learning, the Pasuk says, Amoini Ivalai Amoinis. Every Amoin male is prohibited. Bita Mayanik Shera. When we said that the daughter of an Amoini is kosher, Lamai, what do you mean? Ilay Malova Bakol, that if an Amoini married an Amoinis, his daughter can marry into Klal Yisrael. What's the question? Hashta, if we start with a woman who was an Amoinis, and we're saying Amoini Velay Amoinis, provided she converts, she can marry into Klal Yisrael. So certainly the daughter, who was already born a Jew, after her mother was Nizgayer. Hashta Ima Kshera. If her mother can convert and become a full-fledged member of Klal Yisrael. Bita Meboye. Him Meboye. Is that question about the daughter? Elul Kuhuna. What it means to say is that if an Amoini married an Amoinis, their daughter, who's born, may even marry the Kohen Gadol. On that, the statement was made, as Reb Zakkai holds, B'medvam Amurim, B'Amoini V'Amoinis Nizgayeru. Dafka, specifically if the Amoini and the Amoini are both Geirim, so there was no Aveira in their marriage. Avol beat the Amoini, if an Amoini should marry Yisraelis, so the original version was said, that then Psula, because there's an Aveira in that marriage. My beat the Amoini. What does that mean? The Gemara elaborates. Ilay Amoini should not say Amoinis, if it's referring to a situation where an Amoini married an Amoinis, so then we just say, Hana Giyaris Makana. Isn't that the woman that we identified as a Giyaris from her beginning, from our foundation, that everybody agrees, even Reb Zakkai, that the woman can marry Koyin? It must be Amoini Shanasa Bas Yisrael. And what was the original version of the Braisa? Let's just look up a few lines. Avabita Amoini Psula. Because he was saying, as Reb Zakkai said, that if an Amoini marries Yisraelis, the daughter will be Pasul. And on that he told him, Rabbi Yochanan, confirming with his position, that even if an Amoini married a Yisraelis, even though there was an Aveira in that marriage, the child, the daughter born, may marry a Kohen. That's why he said, Poktani Levra, teach this limud outside the yeshiva, it's incorrect, because I hold that Amoini marrying a Yisraelis, may their child is allowed to marry a Kohen, because that's what the pasuk of Amov, May Amov, teaches us. So we learned further in the Mishnah. Mitzvah v'adoymi enin asurim. So we learned in the Mishnah, machlaikas. As we've been saying, and that's to establish the halacha. A mitzri, an adoymi, the first two generations, mitzri rishon, mitzri sheni, are not allowed to be accepted into Klal Yisrael. A third generation mitzri is accepted. So we had a machlaikas in the Mishnah between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. Does this apply to males or females, Mitzrim? So Shimon said, I have a kavachoymer. Madoch Amon, who the males, Amoyev, who the males of Amon Amoyev are prohibited forever. As we've been learning so much today, their females are immediately permitted. So Mitzri, where the males are only prohibited for two generations, certainly the Mitzris is mutter immediately. So Rabbanan said, if that's the basis for your decision, Im Ladin, if that's your basis that you have this Kavachoymer, yesh tshuva. It could be refuted. Now the Gemara goes in to this dialogue. My tshuva. How could that, at first glance, it's a great Kavachoymer. How could it be refuted? Amar Rabbi Bechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mishum Ikla Meimer, Arayas Yechichu. Whenever the Torah speaks about a man not being allowed to marry a relative, a person's not allowed to marry his daughter. He's not allowed to marry his granddaughter. But it only goes to three generations. And there, it's both male and female. Arias Yechichu, Shloi Osaben at Shalosh Doris, only up to three generations, Midoraisa. We spoke about Shnias going further, but we're talking Midoraisa. They go up only to three generations, and yet it applies to Echad Zachar and Echad Nekevus. Similarly, Seder Chachamim, by the Mitzri, even though it only goes for three generations, applies to male and females. Says the Gemara, how can you bring a proof from Arayis? If somebody lives with a woman who's an erva to him, Mal Arayis, she can karis. There's a chiv karis. If somebody lives with a mitzri, it's only a chiv asay. Says the Gemara, mamzi yichiach. If a person lives with a mamzer, it's a isser asay, it's a isser lav, so it's not a karis, and yet it goes on for many generations. Mal mamzer, says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from a mamzer to a mitzri. She can't end royal of bekol. A mamzer is never, as we're going to learn tomorrow's shir, except into Klal Yisrael. So says the Gemara, raya shechichu. That I could bring a proof from a raya that it only goes up to three generations. So again, for the third time today, we have a tzad shava. The chazar day, loy rizek rizeh, v'loy rizek rizeh. Had tzad shava shem shesurim, that we have people that are osur, and it's echad zecharim v'echad nekevis, and the issa applies equally to male and female. Af ani avi mitzri mitzris, sheyeh surin echad zecharim v'echad nekevis. Because what are you going to try to bring a proof from Arayas, and we'll say Arayas akaris, so bring Arayas from Mamzer. Mamzer will say that was created in sin and it's forever, we'll bring Arayas from Arayas. Says the Gemara, malat sad shavish behen, sheken yesh ben sad karis. Both Arayas and Mamzer have an element of karis in them. How do we have an element of karis? Arayas is an issakaris for one to live with an erva, and a Mamzer is created when people who are issakaris with each other had relations and produced a child. Mitzri doesn't have any element of karis in it. So how will the Rabbanan defend their position? Says the Gemara, Rabbanan will defend the decision, position michalol. The chayve essay, a cholol, as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov taught us, even if a kohen marries a woman who's not a psula, and the only problem she has is that she's not a psula, she's not a virgin. She was never married, she's not a almana, she's not a grusha. Still, he says that the child is a cholol. So here we see that even a chiv essay applies to future generations. And the din of a cholol, there is no difference between a cholol and a cholola. Male and female are treated equally. So we see that by all isurim, mitzri included, it will apply to male and female includedly. On my loyki, so Rav Shimon responds, going back to our Mishnah to Rabbanan, your refutation is incorrect. Hachakamali. What was Rav Shimon telling the Rabbanan? Lididi, the entire basis of your limud is based on agreeing with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That a woman who just had relations, even though she was never married, is also the kind that's considered a cholol. Lididi, number one, list three later, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I don't agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And as we learned earlier, most Tanoim don't agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Lididu, you do want to agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and base your psak on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion. Halacha ani oimer. I have a halacha that the halacha is that only male mitzvah ma'asr, not female. Tanya, Amalem Rav Shimon, halacha ani oimer. Number one, it's a halacha that it only applies to males and not to females. Void mikri misayeni, and there's a pasuk that backs up my position, because the pasuk says, bonim v'loy bonis. So Tosfos points out, and we connect the beginning of our shir with the end of our shir, where Rav Shimon said here, halacha ani oimer, he didn't mean a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Because once, as we said at the beginning of our shir, something is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, there's no room for machlokes. So Rav Shimon said Aloch Ani Oimer, he said, I have this tradition from my rebbes, but it's not Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai. Because if there was Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai, there's no way the Rabbanan could have disagreed with him. Tan Rabbanan. V'anam V'lai Bonois. A mitzvah, it's only the males and not females, Divrei Rav Shimon. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rei Oimer, the pasuk continues to say, Bonam Ashi Yivodu Lahem, Dor Shlishi, Hakosim Talim B'Leida. It has to do with giving birth. And if anything, the Rishonim explain,